Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome to the lastminute.com Group Investor and Press Call. I am Maria, the Chorus Call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, it's my pleasure to hand over to Mr. Fabio Cannavale, CEO, to Mr. Francesco Signoretti, Deputy CEO, Flights and Meta, to Mr. Francesco Guidotti, CFO, and to Mr. Niccolò Bossi, Investor Relations and Strategic Planning Manager of the lastminute.com Group. Please go ahead, gentlemen.
Okay. Thank you, operator, and good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the investor conference of lastminute.com Group, which is presenting its full year 2015 results. Let me briefly introduce the event. We appreciate you all joining us by means of remote call or attending the conference from here in Lugano premises. Before we begin our presentation, I first would like to take a moment to say that our deepest sympathies go out to all those affected by today's tragic events in Brussels. We are all deeply shocked by what has happened this morning. Our thoughts are with Brussels. During this call, we will first look back on our 2015 performance, starting by a brief recap of the integration plan that followed the acquisition of lastminute.com. This section will be handled by Mr. Francesco Signoretti and Mr. Francesco Guidotti. Afterwards, Mr. Fabio Cannavale, Group CEO, will go through strategic and business updates, and we will then end the conference with a Q&A section. I now turn to Mr. Fabio Cannavale for an introduction over the key messages of the today's presentation. Please, Fabio.
So this was a very important year for our group, a year of transformation. We did a full integration of lastminute.com platform and functional organization concluded ahead of the initial plan. We did a trade-off from short-term growth and profitability. We accelerated the execution of the integration plan, reflected in 2015 decrease in conversion and high cost, but this was very important to have a huge benefit already secured for this year. And in the first 2 months, we are seeing already a positive current trading with the new cost structure that is performing good results. We will give, after the conclusion of Q1, a new target for the guidance for this year. We have this new plan to do an inspiring traveling company where we have a comprehensive business model backed by straightforward management and governance structure to deliver a new wave of growth with me and Marco, the two founders, in place to lead this transformation. I give the word to Francesco that starts with the presentation of the details of the integration plan we did last year.
Thank you, Fabio, and good afternoon to everybody. As Fabio said, indeed, 2015 has been a transformational year for our company. Basically, 1 year ago, we started with the acquisition of Last Minute. It was 1st of March of 2015. We immediately put in place a new organization that was focused on integration to make it happen. In the fastest possible way, we had an objective to conclude the integration, the full integration by the end of 2015. And this is what we have done. We basically, by the end of November, have completed the migration, the technical migration from the lastminute.com platform to our core platform. We started in Italy in April. We ended with the UK business in November. And in parallel, it was not only a technical integration, it's been moreover a restructuring process. We've gone through a redundancy plan, a formal redundancy plan in UK, and we are now basically ending also by the end of March this redundancy plan that has led to an important reduction of number of employees, especially in UK. All this happened in 9 months, and this has been really a transformational and a focus of last year. So let's see the results. Of 2015. First of all, clearly now the group size has increased in a significant way. Our revenues has increased almost 70% from 147 million euro to almost 250 million euro, very close to the target we had indicated of 2055. And as we said, we couldn't reach these targets for the events in the last part of the year. This is clearly mainly due to the consolidation of lastminute.com business, but also to a positive organic performance. The volumes has increased from 3.5 million of bookings to almost 5.4. As you see, also the gross travel value has reached almost 2.4 billion of gross travel value of euro, increasing 80% versus last year. It's interesting to see how our KPIs have changed thanks to the acquisitions, how our business has changed during the last couple of years. It is reflected, for example, in the average gross travel value per booking. So it's the average value per booking. 2 years ago, it was around 350 euro, 356. Now it's 437, so increased almost 20% from in 2 years' time. This is mainly driven by the different mix of business. In 2013, the business was mainly flight-driven, flight-ticket-driven. Now we're talking about hotels, dynamic packages, vacations. And also, you can see it in the revenue per booking that has increased from 41.7 2 years ago to 46.4. So an increase again of more than 10% in the average revenue per booking, again driven by the mix, let's say with higher unitary margin. In terms of mix of business lines and geography, this also has changed a lot the shape of our company. Italy, Spain, and other markets. Basically, the growth has been driven by organic performance. In countries like France or Germany, we have doubled our size. In UK, we have a size that's now 10 times that it was before. Clearly, our presence before the news.com acquisition, UK, was not so important. So in this country, our performance, our growth was mainly driven from the consolidation of lastminute.com. If we look at the revenues by business lines, first of all, we can see a major contribution in the growth that is completely organic, driven by the Meta business, so from the JetCost business, the Meta Search, we acquired in the end of 2013, that has increased more than 50% the revenues year on year, so confirming the importance and the success of this business model, how this is relevant and crucial for our business. But in the, let's say, OTA business, you can really see how the mix is now much more balanced. So the contribution of the travel and leisure OTA, so all the products that are different from flights, were less than 17% in 2014, counting more than 40% right now in 2015, resulting in a much more balanced mix than it was before. So basically we have multiplied by four the size of the business not flight related. In terms of having some more details about our performance, I will ask Francesco, our CFO, to give some more color.
Yes. Trying to summarize, so results are 249.7 million in terms of net revenues, EBITDA minus 10.9 earning after taxes, so net loss of 17.9 million. The point is that this result is largely affected by three main factors: the consolidation of lastminute.com, the extraordinary investment for the consolidation itself in marketing, and the one-off expenditure and costs related to the integration plan. So as you can see from the slide, there are some huge and important amounts in terms of additional cost in marketing, which is aligned with our long-term brand strategy in terms of addressed to relaunch lastminute.com as the core global brand for the group. And these amounts include 15.4 million additional investment in advertising campaign concentrated in Italy, France, and UK. For sure, also the perimeter is changing the HR cost assumption, so we included in the perimeter 600 new employees. That's the reason why HR costs are higher for a different perimeter, as well as other fixed costs grew significantly for the inclusion of last-minute perimeter. So, generally speaking, and as Francesco and Fabio were saying before, the point is that 2015 is a very special year in which we assumed and we accepted the trade-off between being fast in doing the transition and accepting some profit fall down due to the additional costs we sustained in 2015 in order to start the new 2016 with a new cost structure. In terms of net financial position, I think the good news is that contrary to what we are used to see in the market, we are still materially positive, 68.1 million, which is not the case or is not the use for the business, the sector in which we operate. The negative trend or the fall down from the 89.9 million of last year is totally attributable to two factors, the inclusion in the perimeter of last minute, and so the one-off effects of 2015, and second, the investment in R&D that we included in 2015, we realized it in 2015 in order to perform the transition itself, so the transition to a unique platform. Going to slide number 9, I think the other good point and the other good news is that we already know that in 2016 we will benefit from an already secured cost saving of near to 23 million euro in 2016. So 24.1 is the already secured effect in terms of cash for 2016, including 1.3 million of CAPEX. We will have additional effects in 2017, which will relate to some remaining effect, totaling a run rate at full year of 26.2 million in terms of cash and near to 25 million in terms of OPEX. Going to slide 10, this is still once again trying to highlight this this point. From the minus 10.9, we have already secured the 23 million, which is bringing the results, which are bringing the results of 2016 already to 12 million positive. On top of that, we are working and we are still planning to recover additional profitability, focusing on marketing spending. I remember to you that our target is to reach a weight of marketing spending on total net revenues 42 was 48.8 in 2015. We can benefit from the scale effect, which has not been completely the case in 2015, being a year of transition. We have a consistent roadmap of product deliverable to increase conversion and retention rates. And finally, and also after the restructuring of the organization internal, we think the new brand and media initiative will increase the up-cross-selling opportunities and also will diversify the revenues flow in increasing, let's say, the possibility of additional revenues. As Fabio was anticipating, target 2016 and 2017 midterm guidance will be released after Q1, so in correspondence with the shareholders meeting of the 4th of May. So going to the slide number 12, I give the word to Nicolò.
So thank you, Francesco. Now just a brief overview of the reference market and industry trends before going into much details regarding our key success factors and our strategy. Online travel business is a structurally growing business, and the fragmentation of the European landscape offers attractive opportunities for growth because we believe, and our opinion is, to have a distribution channel makes a lot of sense and it is of value for our customers. Looking ahead, the online travel sector will move forward even more quickly than the travel business at all, due to both digitalization, meaning a switch from offline to online channel, and the increase of usage of new high-tech devices. Mobile, it's very interesting because it's not even more an option. During 2015, we have registered more than 50% of traffic through our mobile channels. So mobile is a platform where to build the future, in our opinion, of a fully comprehensive customer engagement strategy. The switch from offline to online channel is a very clear trend. In some countries that are now featuring lower online penetration rates, such trend is likely to be faster, and then specifically South Europe, Italy and Spain, but also Germany are leading this change. We know we live in an always connected world, and this has completely changed the consumer behavior. And so as a consequence, the world of marketing is adapting and transforming to address such new targets, and it is exploring innovative ways to attract a wider audience and retain customers. So moving to slide 12, we will see why lastminute.com is considering to have all the success key factors to take on such challenges and turn them into opportunities. Scale first. The group has the appropriate size. We grew, as Francesco said, by 70% on revenues, and we are now among the first four OTAs in Europe and among the leaders in the countries with higher digitalization growth rate. We feature a solid brand architecture, and so we can position ourselves as a perfect basis to build a story of inspiration, because we know that travel experience extends well beyond the flight booking or the hotel stay. As identity, since the very beginning, we've always been an innovative company, and the technology is one of our most valuable assets. We're investing to our talents and our very skilled people, because we think that through IT, the group can increase the level of internal efficiency and improve the effectiveness of the deliverables. We feature a very balanced breakdown. You know, 51% is flight, the travel and leisure is 41%, while meta is around 8%. This means that we can offer across all Europe a wide portfolio of solutions delivered through premium service level. The model, our diversified revenue stream, is a plus, and it helps mitigate risks because we are not focusing only on one product line. We have strong capabilities on both hot and meta businesses that contribute to widely cover all customer needs and optimize our pricing strategy. The new audience and media function has been implemented in order to make marketing spending more efficient and also generate positive impact for the travel business. In terms of organization, last but not least, we have now launched a new organization which is built on the principles of being reliable, having a clear leadership, and well-identified roles and responsibilities, fully empowered in order to be really straightforward and fast in our decision-making process, execution, and follow-up. We think these are our key success factors, and now I hand over Mr. Fabio Cannavale. We will enter into much more details of our business model and organization.
So our aim is to build the inspiring travel company. That means for us transformation from a poor transaction company to the media and travel company. In our sector, we have to be always innovative. The market is changing. We have to adapt and to look to the future. This is the reason why also me and Marco say we take full responsibility of managing the transformation. What it means in a very easy concept, we were born only starting selling low-cost flights, and then one by one all the different travel products. But we see that now we have a huge audience. We have more than 50 million people coming to our properties every month, and they don't need every time to book the services. They can have also some information. So the approach we are taking now is to look at the audience and to give to everyone what they really need in that moment. Till 2 years ago, for us, everything that was not a booking a service was considered like a burden internally. So the media revenue was something that was nice to have, not a real strategy. And with this strategy, we had, in any case, more than 50 million revenue on the media last year. So the transformation is that if I look at what we're building this year and what will be the target in more or less 2 years, that is that we are offering to all the people, the audience coming to us, exactly what they need in that moment. The new technology with the DMP structure to the, let's say, provide to everyone his own message will allow us in, let's say, couple of years to give to each customer when they come to our property exactly the kind of services that they need. So it's a full personalization of the services and information to each customer. What does it mean? It means that, for example, if someone has booked an hotel on a flight this week, maybe next week they need something totally different. They need to have some information, to have some feedback, share the picture, not really to book another flight maybe the following week if we know that they are doing once or two trips per year. And so these today, us and most of the travel company have not the technology and the capability to really to be so precise in giving relevant information, relevant content to each one in each specific moment. And this is exactly the kind of transformation that we are going to do. To do that, if you go to the next slide, we are focused, let's say, on three pillars. That is, at the end, the pillars of our growth and our transformation. First, to give best customer experience. It's very important for us. Of course, this year, as we had this integration of all the platforms, was not very easy to have always for each customer the best experience. We are investing a lot on that, especially in technology, because technology is the only way we can really give to the people the best services. First thing of technology will be our new app that will be focused really on the customer. The idea is to give to each customer always the best service. The best way to give a good service to the customer is with an application that will, I hope, that will be used by every customer, where in one single point they can receive all the support, all the information of the flight, and all we can also give services for all the needs they need during their trip. And, of course, giving a service, we can make also revenue on that. And so this is one of the key aspects we are working on. The second one, that is one of our historical strength, is having the most efficient search. At the end, the people want to have, in a very short time, a quick search that gives them exactly what they need. We think we have, on that, 12 years of experience. We build our company having a better customer experience, starting from the side of Volagratis we didn't need 12 years ago. And this is something that we couldn't, let's say, improve in the last 2 years as we would like, because we had to do the integration with new acquisition, first Rumbo, and then last minute. This year we're really focused to another time to announce the experience and to have the best product in the search of any kind of travel product. And by the way, we are one of the few companies in Europe in the travel business that really can offer an integrated approach, because we have leader in flights, we are leader in hotels, and very, very few companies have an approach where the people can find it on the same platform all the kind of service to build their own vacation. And this is really especially on the vacation that is our key product for the future. So composition dynamically of the best services that we are really working to have the best technology. The third point that is something, as I said, that is relatively new, because also the technology behind that is new, is to give to each customer the relevant information. Nowadays, most of the sites, including ourselves, are giving undifferentiated or not very differentiated communication to the customer, maybe sending them an opportunity to book an hotel in the same city where they look the week after or they were 1 month before. Our force is that first we have all the kind of services, and then we have a lot of relationship with also the travel content, the office of tourism. We are building our own content. So our idea is to try to give to each customer exactly what they consider relevant in that moment, because this is the only way that the customer come to our properties and look to our services. If we are sending them something that for them is considered as spamming, is not useful. And so we are working a lot on that. We have Marco that came back in the company, the co-founder of the company, built a very strong team on that with two key people, Valentina Giannella and Alessandra Di Lorenzo, to work on this part. And we are implementing a new platform to give this service, and we think this will be key of the future. And at the end, it will be two benefits on that. From one side, we can increase our revenue stream, because we can give better information, so sell better our audience. And from second, if we give a good service, good information to our customer, we also broaden our audience, because when you are giving something that is good, at the end the people come more to our product. To do that is our, let's say, strategy. We change and we slightly modify our organization. I came back as a CEO of the company, as I did in the early days, and because we think that it's very important to be really, let's say, focused and have all the company working in the right direction. We have one big change in the organization, that Jerome, that is the founder of JetCost, he decided to set back from daily activity. He will remain as a consultant, very important consultant, to give us the possibility to even improve the growth of MetaSearch. And Francesco will take the full lead of all the Meta and the Flight OTA. And this is very important, because these two businesses in perspective are merging, because for the final customer, there is not a big difference between a MetaSearch and an OTA. And so we are managing, starting from, let's say, this month, in a complementary way, these two businesses. And we think it's really very important to have Francesco totally focused on that. But by the way, is the part of our business, the Meta, as we said, that is growing faster. And so it's very important to have this clear focus. And then we have the other business, let's say 40% of the business, that is the travel and leisure, where is really our future to have all the possibility for the final user to build a full package with our service, where it's Andrea Bertoli is remaining as his focus on that. And then we have the addition of Marco Corradino, that will work not only in spending the advertising in direct marketing, as we did mostly in the last year, but also building and giving better service to our audience. Then we have also for this year a new HR director, that is Christos, that is in this role since the 1st of March. And we think it's very important. Last year we built, let's say, one platform. This year we have also, we need to build one company, because we have now more than 1,000 employees. The largest office are Chiasso in Madrid with over 300 people, but then we have also very important office in London, Paris, Munich, and Bangalore. And so it's very important to have a big effort in HR to get the same culture, the same direction for all the people of the group. Then, as I said, it's very important for us to be customer-centric. So Chiara Santabrogio, that was always head of the operation, have a role that is even broader in our company, to really look at end-to-end of the customer experience. And she, for this reason, she will also join our executive committee, because it's very important to have this part always in our mind. We maintain also Corrado as chief architect. As we said, this year will be very important to develop the new way to search and to offer to the customer the best services. And then we have Filippo Norato, that is the CIO, because, and also on this part, we think this year we can really achieve a lot of integration and best effectiveness, because really the system, we are at the end a technological company, and we see every year that we can do much more things that were done before by persons, by people. The lower value added activity can be done by machine. We're using a lot of also artificial intelligence to do algorithm, to do activity that in the past years were done by people, because the technology and the way to compete is becoming even more complex. It's very important that we develop this kind of project, and the system and all the work of Filippo is key in this part. So to finish this conference, I just recap that, last year when we bought Last Minute, we knew that there was a big opportunity. We didn't knew exactly how much could have been the cost of this company. I recap for everyone that we paid this company £1, and at the end, this last year, we had an extraordinary cost overall for this acquisition of about €30 million. Overall, we got almost €100 million of revenue with €30 million. So we think we did a great deal by Last Minute, and we have really now the right basis to go on and to focus this year of a profitable growth that is the target of this year. I thank you very much, and it's now time for questions.
Yes, if you have a question from the room, we can start from here. Yes, please.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for the presentation. Very detailed. First question is on visibility that you have on the first 3 months of the year, or both the start of the year. If you have any sign of strong improvement compared to the previous quarter or better last year. And second point on slide number 9, if I understand correctly, you should have €25 million savings in cost that you should avoid this year. So putting everything together, if the answer to my first question is yes, we have to start the year and some €25 million savings. I know that you would provide guidance in May, but is it realistic to consider a material increase in EBITDA in 2016? I have in my mind something between 25 and 30 million euro EBITDA, starting again from the point that you would not provide the guidance, but just wanted to know if the numbers you are talking about is realistic or not. Thanks.
Okay, thank you for the question. The question was on the visibility in the first 2 months of this year, and on some detail about the savings and the effect of these savings with the good visibility into the first 2 months in order to have a clearer view for the full year results. So I give the word to Francesco in order to elaborate on this.
Yes. So let's try to see it this way. Your first sentence, according to which the 25 million are already secured, this is right. So 25 million cost saving are already achieved, if you want, thanks to the work we have done in 2015. So the restructuring has been performed, has been finalized, and will have the main impact in 2016, even if, as we said, partially in 2017 also. The second point, according to which, according to the first 2 months of the year, what I can say is the first 2 months are aligned with our expectation, both in terms of growth and in terms of profitability, meaning the effect of the cost restructuring in 2016 and the additional efficiency that we are bringing thanks to the merge. So the answer is yes, the first 2 months are aligned with our expectation. We will let you have the guidance by beginning of May with the shareholders' meeting, but what we can anticipate is that we are aligned with the forecast and with the expectation we have in mind for 2016.
If I can add, the only reason why we don't give the guidance today is that because I recap, we changed all the platform and architecture in the end of the year. So we want to see one quarter to have actual number, to see the conversion and all the fine-tuning we are doing, to have a better, let's say, forecast for the year. And this year, for the first time since we are traded, we want to give a guidance in EBITDA, because the objective of the manager this year is consolidation and profitability. And so we arrive with the number, and now, of course, when we arrive with the number, we want to match this number. So we want to be, I wouldn't say 100% sure, but let's say 99% sure that the numbers we're giving to the market is achievable. And that's the reason why we are just light passing 1 month to give an exact number.
Putting in another word, you want to have a conservative stance at the moment, that you need a couple of months.
Yes.
But the point is that what we have seen in the first 2 months make us confident of the forecast and the target that we fixed in back in December 2015 for 2016. What we want to be sure is that from a statistical point of view, the numbers that we are seeing are, let's say, producing a reality which is aligned with also a trend, which is not still the case because the number of information we have are still related to a small part of the year. So we expect to have a slightly increased number of information, which means first Q 2016 with additional info in April, and especially trying to see how websites are performing, as we were saying, as Fabio was saying, looking at conversion, retention, whatever else.
Question on M&A. Are you looking at further acquisitions across Europe? If yes, do you expect to finalize potential deals by cash or by paper? And if by paper, would you consider your paper extremely, cheap on the second hand of calculation, you are trading at 2.5 times, so this could spare acquisition if you want to analyze different papers.
So, I repeat, the answer is what is the M&A strategy if you're doing something this year and if there is possibility to do also paper acquisition. So the answer is we are still, let's say, very active in the M&A. I think we demonstrated in the last year that something that we at least we can achieve is doing M&A. Of course, we have a lot of opportunities because we are a visible company, we have cash, and we are... Everyone knows that we are a buyer. What we want to do, as you said, is first to consolidate what we have, because it's very important that all the company this year is focused in the finish the integration, create one organization, and really deliver on the results. On that, I'd say I don't forecast an acquisition in the next 2-3 months, to say that, because we have to focus on that. We, as we said before, we are really focused on to do, let's say, big acquisition, because we think in general, and we saw in the last years, the effort to do a big or small acquisition is similar sometimes, and it's better to focus on things that are bigger. We have cash that, of course, we consume some of the cash, as we said, is 30 million for this year, but now we are back in producing cash, so the cash is also increasing, so we have resources. I remember we have zero debt. We are also negotiating with some banks a line of credit exactly for the acquisition. And so we have everything, let's say, ready to do the next one. I don't know exactly when, but maybe next year. About the paper, it's true. today our shares are not very good, let's say, to make acquisition, but it also depends how you make a deal, because some things can be also attractive to give shares that are not so valuable. So let's say we are thinking in general to do more a cash acquisition rather than acquisition with people. And we have resources to do that.
Okay, thank you. Any other question from here, from Lugano? No, so we can switch for a question from remote connections.
Our first question from the phone comes from Lina Azraghis, Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Please.
Hello?
Yes,
hi everyone. Thank you for taking my questions. A couple of questions. First one is on marketing. Just wanted to know if you are expecting the same level of marketing expense in absolute value for this year. And the second question was, could you comment on the decrease in agency fees that you've been mentioning in H1 and on the competition from other meta search players in the space? Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I repeat the question. So marketing expenses, I think Fabio, and then agency fees. And
So about the marketing, yes, we plan this year to optimize the marketing expenditure. Last year, we were, I think, around 49%. In marketing, and we have a target to decrease significantly the marketing expenditures. So we are on track to do that. There is a lot of efficiency that we can do. And by the way, also the new model that we are doing, as we said, that we are not doing, let's say, traditionally all way of, brand advertising, but we are producing, let's say, with the content and a new, let's say, way to do the not direct marketing. And we expect to invest a lot on that this year, to start to invest on that, but in a more efficient way than the traditional way. About Meta and agency fee, I give the word to Francesco, that can give an update on that.
Yes, I mean, we know that we are still facing a constant pressure on agency fee for OTA flight business. This is the case, and this is also the reason why the meta search business is having such success. And indeed, I would like to comment with two ways. First of all, this year we saw before how our mix is much more balanced, so flights are accounting for much less than last year, so around 51% instead of almost 80% than it was before. Secondly, this is the reason why we need really to manage in a comprehensive way the OTA flight business together with the meta search business, because at the end it's a matter of optimizing the best way to monetize our audience. That could be, as Fabio said before, through media, that could be through an OTA transactional business, or it could be through a meta search business. So this is exactly the reason why we are somehow adapting our business model to take into account this trend.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question from the phone comes from Guilherme Sampaio, BPI. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for taking my questions. I have three questions, if I may. First of all, if you can comment on how much was organic growth in the OTA flight segment in the second semester. Second, if you can provide some color on the potential impact of this new Skyscanner and Google products with these booking fulfillment functionalities. And third, just if you can share your thoughts on the extent to which this increase in mobile penetration is giving you a competitive advantage versus meta search players in the flight business. Thank you very much.
Okay. So first thing about mobile growth, I think, organic growth is Francesco that can answer about that.
Yes, very fast. It's a good point, difficult answer. I will try to say it this way. Starting from June, we realized this, moving of platform to one single platform, which means that beginning from June, and especially when we realized the transition of UK back in October 2015, we are not anymore able to understand or to, let's say, differentiate in between the gross travel value or the net turnover, and so the growth coming from the old Bravo Fly perimeter and the new or the old last minute perimeter, because platforms are exactly the same and traffic is directed exactly in the same way, and invoicing is, uniform. So we are not able to, unfortunately, to give you an answer. What I can say is a partial answer, I know, but what I can say is due to the fact that the moving of platform has been realized starting from the second part of the year, if you look at the results of the first 6 months, you will see that in reality there was still an organic growth, even in some cases quite important, at the old perimeter of Bravo Fly. And I cannot say that I have not the numbers in order to demonstrate that this has been the case also in the second part of the year. But once again, if you look at the results of the Italian market, in which, for example, last-minute group was, or the old perimeter was very small, in reality you will see a growth of 30%, which is mainly related to Bravo Fly old perimeter. So even if I cannot say to you with numbers proving what I'm saying, by trying to understand different situation, I can say to you that in any case, the old perimeter Bravo Fly is still growing also at constant perimeter.
Okay, I will add on that also that the other part that where there is not a mix with last minute is the meta. The meta was growing both in the first half of the year and also in the second one, and also this year is growing, so it's a business that is going very well. To come to the Meta, Skyscanner and Booking Direct, Francesco is the right person to answer.
Yes, I mean, in our industry, the difference between a partner and a competitor is not so crystal clear. That's very something that I think is pretty clear to everybody who knows this industry. And this is exactly the case regarding the initiative that players like Skyscanner or Google are putting in place in order to, facilitate to the end user the booking, basically acting like an OTA, but relying on the fulfillment of a third-party player. By the way, this specific business, this is a B2B2C business, so providing fulfillment services of the booking platform to players like Google or Skyscanner, who are clearly not interested in performing directly activities like administration, operations, customer service, is a line of business that we are exploring as well. So in the mix of activities that we are doing, we are, acting and addressing directly the customer as an OTA. We are providing fulfillment services to third party like Google or Skyscanner, or we are acting as a meta search and driving traffic to third party. So all the possible business models are currently part of our in our capabilities, and it's clearly up to us finding the best trade-off between unitary profitability and volumes, because this is also a game of volume, and so keeping volumes in terms of also flat business is something that can make a difference. So it's I don't know if I answered correctly, but it's also an opportunity for players that have a size like ours and that provide these services in an efficient way.
Coming to mobile, we think that mobile is a very good opportunity for us because we are thinking since 2 years at mobile first, so we change completely the way of our booking with the new, let's say, system that we call internally OPCO, that is really is done for mobile, not for website, and then, let's say, the desktop is an adaptation of that. So and why I say that is an opportunity, because in mobile there is to date less weight of the main channel of traffic acquisition like Google and the Meta Search. In mobile it's much easier to have the customer coming back to your on site, especially with the application. That's the reason why we're focusing a lot to give the application to our customer, in order to have them coming directly to us after when they have to book something differently. And then also mobile is also very good to do cross-selling. That is one activity where we are very good because, we are one of the few company together with Expedia that we are very, broad in our product offer. And mobile, as we know exactly, when we have a mobile, we have all the data of the customer, we know where the customer is, and we have the credit card of the customer, is the best way to try to give to the customer also other services when they bought the first services. And so it's a good way to have additional revenue stream. So we think mobile is a key part of our business, is a key part for our future development.
Okay, thank you very much.
There are no more questions on the phone.
Okay, if we have no other question on the phone and from our audience here in Lugano, I can close the call, the conference. I thank you all for the participation from here and from remote connections. And let's wait for our next official release in May. Okay, we have received another question. Please, go ahead.
We have a last-minute registration from the phone from Mr. Nicolò Pessina, Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Just one very final question. Presuming you are unsatisfied with the level at which the share price is trading today, I'm wondering if you think there is any action that the company can take, and if you plan to do anything on this front. Thanks a lot.
Yes, I think that there is an action we can do that is deliver the results. And so this is exactly what we want to do this year. We are confident that if after first quarter and at the end of the year we have good results, the share price will rise.
Excellent. Great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you to everybody. If there is not
other
call, we can thank you everybody and we close the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing Chorus Call and thank you for participating in a conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.